And the things that you go up to get from the yard to the porch, you
steps.
Talk. All right, what about if you're inside, you want to go to the second floor?
Stairs.
Okay, so that's stairs inside. All right. If I came into your living room and left your door wide open and you didn't want it to stay that way, what would you ask me to do?
Used to, you shut it, but the day you close it.
Okay. All right. Now, on frame houses on the outside, you know, the way those horizontal boards kind of
mm-hmm.
lap over
mm-hmm.
each other like that, do you have a name for that?
Well, there is one, but I don't know what it is.
Okay, let me try a few on you.
All right.
Clapboarding? Or
yes, right, right.
Which of those?
I'd say the weatherboarding.
Weatherboarding.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, I want to see how you would use the word drive. For example, I might say, I'm going to get in my car and to town.
Drive to town.
Okay, if I did it yesterday, I'd say yesterday I
drove to town.
All right. If I've done it a lot, I'd say I've
have driven.
Okay. Now, get back to the house. The part of the house that covers, you know, the top. You just call that
the roof.
Sure. Now, are you familiar with these things on the edge of a roof that are designed to carry off rainwater?
Gutters.
Okay. And on some houses that have different slopes to the roof, you know, maybe a place where two different slopes would meet this area right here.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have a name for that?
There is one. There is one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the alley. What is it?
That's close. Valley?
Valley, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Tell me about some, are you familiar with the little houses or buildings that you could have behind your house where you might keep tools or something like that?
Yes, we had tool sheds. Then we had the dairy behind the milk house, we called it, behind our home. Where the bottles were washed and the milk was filled and churned and some. Mm-hmm.
What about in...
We had smokehouses.
Okay.
To keep the meat in.
Right, where it was cured. Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. In the days before people around here had indoor plumbing, what about the toilet facilities?
Well, we had those too.
Inside?
No, outside.
What was that called?
The toilets.
The toilets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called anything around here? What about outhouse?
Well, yes. That's the good word for it, yes.
I see. So you would, mm-hmm. you would, okay. Since you've heard that, could you say that for me?
Well, they were called outhouses.
Outhouse, but you would consider that crude?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, when you think of farms in this part of the country, what sort of buildings do you think of being on farms?
Barns.
Mm-hmm.
Hay sheds. Potato houses.
Could you tell me about that potato house and the hay shed, what they looked like?
Well, the hay sheds usually were pointed like this because they had hay carriers that came through and picked the hay up off the wagon and put it into the barn. That would call the hay carriers. I watched them do that at my home.
Yes, ma'am.
And then that hay would stay there in the winter. Now, nowadays, they bale it, but used to, they did not.
I see. And the other was the potato?
The potato house is where they used to spread out potatoes to dry and to keep them cool, and put lime on Irish potatoes to keep them from rotting.
I see. Was that place, were the potatoes kept there in wintertime? Were they stored there?
Well, usually they were carried to the cellar after they were dried.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you let them just dry, get most of the moisture, then you take them to the cellar.
Are you familiar with anything called a potato bank or potato hill?
Yeah.
What was that like? Was that a dugout place?
Well, they used to put sweet potatoes in those hills to keep them. And my mother used to dig a hole and put straw in it and put cabbage in it and cover it up and it'd keep all winter.
Did you have a name for that place? Or?
No. No.
Okay. All righty. Now, you mentioned